Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, because of collapsing demand during the pandemic, the world is awash in crude oil. But producers keep pumping oil, so people are running out of places to put it. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The math is simple. Every day, about 100 million barrels of crude are pumped out of the ground to fuel our cars, planes, and factories. The coronavirus outbreak has derailed those activities, but producers are still pumping. Now, there's an oversupply of crude not seen before.
You actually might see a situation now where the world might run out of storage space, and for crude oil, that is. And that is unprecedented. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's definitely a scenario that's no longer crazy.
Eric Brookhausen is an analyst with Poten & Partners, a New York-based ship broker and oil consultant. He says oil producers and traders are hustling to find places to stash crude. The first choice is storage terminals, like the one in Cushing, Oklahoma.
Storage tanks, the ones that will fill up the quickest and first are the cheapest.
Brookhausen says some countries, like China, are filling up their strategic petroleum reserves with low-cost crude. President Trump says he wants to buy oil from hard-hit U.S. producers and store that. But Congress isn't releasing money for that. After storage tanks and reserves, it comes down to oil tankers, says Lois Zabrocki, CEO of International Seaways, one of the largest tanker companies in the world.
All of a sudden, there's a very intense demand for our tankers, and it starts on the very large crude carriers, or the vessels that can store and move 2 million barrels a day.
Zabrocki says so far there are more than 75 of these super large tankers out on the water, waiting, bobbing around, loaded to the gills with crude.
So if it's the Saudis, they may have you hang out in Fujairah, right? But they have some storage in the Red Sea. They have storage in Japan. So other ships will go and sit off of Singapore. The U.S. Gulf would be a place where ships would sit.
But it isn't a cheap way to store oil. A year ago, the large ships would charge about $25,000 to $30,000 a day. Now, it's anywhere from $80,000 to $150,000 a day, says Christian Weatherby, a shipping analyst at Citi Research.
They are trying to lock in as much of this revenue because they know that it's not a long-term scenario. And they're trying to make as much money as they can while they can. And frankly, I think they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Weatherby says there are about 800 super large tankers at sea. So unlike land, you won't run out of space to store crude.
Listen, if you're willing to pay $100,000 or $150,000 a day for one of these ships, you'll get as many ships as you want.
Jackie Northam, NPR News.
So what is all this oil on the market doing to gas prices? Well, so far, the national average has dropped to $1.80. The cheapest gas on average in the U.S. is in the state of Wisconsin, $1.19 on average. The most expensive? Of course, it is Hawaii, $3.16 on average. But no matter where you are, the problem with cheap gas is, where are you supposed to go?